And joining me in the KRVS studios today, I'm really happy to say, are from Festival International de Louisiane, Pio Balo and Tucker Sappington, here to talk about all kinds of things having to do with the festival, because as Tucker told me, it is now how many days away?
28 days till kickoff.
28 days and counting down to festival kickoff. And I love the way on the website you've got that counting down. I mean, you start the clock again, like right after the festival.
We do, like about maybe 2 days after.
Yes, day or two.
Give people a little bit of time to rest, and then we get them all amped up again for the next year.
Absolutely. And so this really is high amp time right now, because you are asking people to do things, not just to be excited about the festival, but to actually volunteer for the festival and sign up for some events that are taking place. So maybe we can start off with the volunteering, because that's so crucial to the festival. Your festival can't happen without the volunteers.
Exactly. And like you said, Judith, we are days away now. I mean, we are so excited about it. But, you know, it takes over 2,000 volunteers in the course of the week that we put on Festival International to make it happen. And so that's a huge number. That's
huge.
A really daunting number sometimes when you look at it. But it's quite impressive to watch the people from the area that come out to really do this and really support this festival. It really ties you into the Festival International experience when you volunteer at least one time, maybe a couple times throughout the 5 days if you can, or as many times as you want to.
Mm-hmm.
We have
mm-hmm.
no problem with that. But like I said, over 2,000 in 5 days, that's pretty impressive. And you know, I have to say that the whole Acadiana area has really come out in the past, and we know it'll be the same this year, but we are now live, and you can do this online. You can go to festivalinternational.com, and on the right side is our volunteer button, and you click right on that and start the sign-up process.
Makes it really easy, and you list all of the different areas there that you can sign up for.
Exactly, mm-hmm. And when you get a chance to go in there, a lot of people are like, well, I don't know what my strengths are. I don't know where I'd really fit in. Well, you know what? We have an explanation for every area we have. We have anything from an AMI suite, anywhere to transportation, recycling, whether it be production, security, artist hospitality. I mean, we could go on forever about this. Scene de June, which is our children's area, which we're excited about. All of these places you could find a fit. And if it doesn't make any sense to you, you can pick the shift. And if you get there and all of a sudden you're like, you know what, this isn't really what I want, we have a volunteer center where you can say, I want to try something different. And we can work with your schedule and make it happen if we can do that.
And I know last time, Tucker, we talked about how you started as a festival volunteer. And you are now the new incoming president of the board of festival. So from a volunteer all the way to the president of the board.
Yes, ma'am. That's where
career.
We are now. So, and which is great, like I told you. That's the story of a lot of the people mm-hmm. though on the board. I mean, that's how you get here. And the staff members, as a matter of fact, I think almost all of our staff members at some point.
So, Pio, did you volunteer at some point?
I did. Mm-hmm. I volunteered more than a couple of years ago. And then I was involved with one of the committees and then eventually got on the board and then left the board and now on staff with the festival, but we all started off as volunteers.
And do you remember what area you volunteered in?
The initial area that I volunteered in was artist hospitality, and it was so much fun because I got to meet all of the artists. Of course, you know, when you have food there, that's a great conversation barrier. And it was a lot of fun. And, you know, we had lots of conversations about food, but that's like when you have that one-on-one interaction with the artists and all the other people that work and support Festival International. It was so much fun. It was probably one of the most memorable experiences I think I've had at all the festivals that I've been a part of.
Wow. And I mean, I probably can't even list all the countries that you met people from that year that you volunteered.
I did. I met people from all over, but like mm-hmm. I said, the common element is food. So mm-hmm, whether mm-hmm. I understood them or not, or we understood each other, we understood food.
Everyone was smiling and pointing at the food.
Exactly.
So artist hospitality is one of the areas that people can volunteer for.
Yes.
And I guess there are different, you need help in hospitality, but with the artists, you also need transportation. I know that's a big element, mm-hmm. getting them to and from hotels, airports, so that you need a little army of those transportation volunteers.
We basically have an army of transportation volunteers.
They do that year after year. They love
they
it.
They do. They do. We have ticket sales. That's another area that we have volunteers. Musicians Village, which is actually off-site during festival. It's the hotel where all of our, where our base of operations for all of our artists are out of. We have volunteer slots available. And we actually, at Scene de June, that's a great place for kids who are wanting to volunteer, or parents who are wanting to get their kids into volunteering. at an early age. That's an area that we really encourage young people to go and be a part of. And with all the activities that we have this year, it's really a great way to experience festival, be a part of festival. And we just want to encourage people to sign up. You will have your own unique festival experience as a volunteer. And there are people who sign up for maybe one shift and then they enjoy festival and decide they want to come back and work in a different area, as Tucker said. So it's really a really great opportunity. And to find out more information, you can go online to our website at festivalinternational.com/volunteer.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the young people that you're trying to encourage to volunteer at the Saint de Jeune, because I'm sure in middle school and high school, there are a lot of little service organizations, clubs, and they need projects to do. And this would be a great thing to
Absolutely.
Go together as a group and volunteer.
And we encourage people, you know, sign up with your friends. We have, you know, high school beta clubs. We have sports teams that have signed up. I think our Lost and Found is actually manned by the Boy Scouts, which that's probably a really great group to man our Lost and Found
right.
area. But it is a really fun opportunity. And, you know, it's a way to experience festival. You get a really cool t-shirt. So that's fun, too. But it's a great opportunity to experience festival from a different perspective. Everybody loves attending the concerts and all the different activities. And you can still do that, but you can also volunteer, too, and have a great time.
And know that you're making it all possible. And on those t-shirts, I think you have the area that you're working in en français as well. Do you
yes.
still have that or is it English?
For the most part, yes.
Well,
yes. It is in French.
But I think it just simply says volunteer now. So, but... it is on there, yes.
Yeah, those are great t-shirts. And again, I know several people who treasure theirs.
Yes,
and,
very much
we
so.
We do too.
We do too.
We treasure our volunteers.
You still
shirts.
Have your first t-shirt, Tucker?
I do, as a matter of fact. I just went through the other day and I started counting up all of them. And I was like, wow. Okay, I was like, I'm getting ready to make the blanket of all the volunteer shirts that I
right.
have.
Your patchwork quilt of volunteer t-shirts. Amazing. Well, what an incredible thing to aspire to,
exactly.
to have really donated that kind of time and passion to this festival that is so central to our community and so many people's hearts as well. So again, if you're just tuning in, my guests are Tucker Sappington, who is now the Vice President of Marketing, but will be the President of the Board next year, and Apio Abalo, who is working with marketing for the festival, is actually on staff. Both started as volunteers years ago for the festival. So you can sign up now to be a volunteer online or even stop by the festival office if you'd like, but it's so easy online. The other thing that you can sign up for is the 5K walk run that will take place the Saturday of festival.
Yes, it is the Saturday of festival, and we jokingly say it's one of the healthiest things that you'll do throughout the 5 days of festival.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people think, oh, it's a 5K. I don't know if I want to run after I've been out the night before, but you know, you can stroll, you can jog. We have people who hula hoop. We have lots of people that come out, whether it's families, friends, or those serious runners. It's a really fun event. We have live music. We have one of our international bands that performs at the end of it, along with food and beverages. And it's just really a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. It's really great to watch the families that come out that morning, because I started to notice that it's really become a central family part of their day, because they'll do the 5K run /walk/stroll/hula hoop.
Amble.
And then that's the rest of their morning. They'll spend time at the festival just walking around, kind of looking at the grounds before the music really gets started.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
It's so fun to watch those families really just taking in that day as like a moment for them, you know. And then eventually you see the parents get rid of the children, and then the parents come back and they have their family evening. So, but it's a part of the whole weekend package, and that's what we love about it. So.
Well, that's a great image, because, yes, parents with very small children and strollers, sometimes as it gets a little more crowded, it's harder for them, but they can really participate all together during the stroll, walk, run event.
They do.
Happening. And then, of course, maybe head over to the Saint de Jeune and have a wonderful time with the children
they
there.
They do. And on Saturday, Saint de Jeune area opens at 11 a.m.
Okay,
so there's activities and live performances starting right at
very
about 11 a.m.
Okay.
And with all the other activities that we have there, there's definitely reasons for families to even stay in that area for a couple of hours before venturing to the other areas that we have at festival.
Well, how do you register for the 5K run? Website again? Is that the best?
Yes, it is our website. Short address for that, festivalinternational.com/race. And it'll take you directly to the website. You can sign up, select your t-shirt, because there's another cool t-shirt that's included with that too. You can also see the detailed race map as well, because it takes you through the downtown area streets. And it's a nice, cool route that we have. We've had it for the last couple of years. So if you've never signed up for a 5K before, before. It's a great way to kind of get an online perspective of the type of experience that you're going to have Saturday at Festival.
Okay, and how many people show up for this 5K?
Oh, wow. Last year we had a little over 700. Is that right?
Close to 800 people. Wow.
And what is the route? Where does it go? Or is it changing every year?
No, it's the same route. I mean, it's in and around the downtown area. It starts at our heritage stage. It starts and ends at our heritage stage. And it takes you in and around the neighborhood. A lot of people are familiar with it as a St. Streets neighborhood. And up West Congress and back down. And so we actually have a lot of students from Lafayette High School. I think it's their beta club who volunteer every year on that route to help with the 5K. And so... it's a really easy route. I mean, it's 3.1 miles, and it's a lot of fun. And we want to encourage people to check that out. And if you're thinking about doing something during festival that's even a little bit healthy, I'd say this would probably be good.
And you can pull out some of your vintage T-shirts, you know, whether you were a volunteer or just from years past. See how far back you can go and pull out those vintage T-shirts. That's always fun to see there. I know we always see the oldest Caravia shirts we've ever seen at festival.
Exactly, because they're all wearing them. And it's great, though.
They're wearing them.
I love it.
So, really good opportunity to get a little healthful activity in for the 5K run, however you want to take that, that route. Go to the website and you can find out more about it. So another exciting thing is that you keep pushing the envelope with festival. Of course, you have things on the website throughout the year, but the actual week of festival seems to be inflating in a wonderful way.
A little bit.
So you always give the official date, and then there are things happening all around that date.
Yes.
So you're probably going to be adding a new concert this year that will make the week start even earlier.
We are. We have an official kickoff concert. It is with the legendary surf guitarist Dick Dale. For people who aren't familiar with Dick Dale, he is a prominent guitarist. His band was Dick Dale and the Deftones. And for people who are a little bit younger who may not have grown up with him, I would say if you've ever seen the movie Pulp Fiction, the iconic theme song from there, that is Dick Dale. He is an amazing guitarist, and he is going to be kicking off festival week for us this year with a concert that we're doing at the Blue Moon Saloon. And opening for Dick Dale will be Deej Leg, or Brother Deej, as a lot of people know him around here, who's also